Hello, and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. I'm also the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. Welcome. We are now at, week 11, and I hope you're doing well. And how are you liking things so far? Let me know at Dave Guerra on Twitter or Dave at DaveGuerra.com on my email. Let me know what you think of this podcast. Pretty good? Pretty bad? Do you need to add more? I need to embellish more. If you got questions, I will answer them, and we'll go from there. But definitely ask, talk to me, let me know what's going on. I really want to hear from you. I mean, you're taking the time to listen, so let me know. In the meantime, we're going to dive into rule number 10. Catch them in the act of doing something right. People will always surprise you. When you least expect it, they will go and do something that will catch you completely without warning. Unfortunately, bad individuals or bad incidents sometimes force those employees who do something right into the shadows, so they're easily overlooked. In one case, it was a young, inexperienced, half-asleep Army private pulling guard duty who caught his commanding officer trying to sneak into a restricted area. See, the young private was in my squad, and as new privates usually do, they get the crappiest guard shift, which is usually in the middle of the night. All of us knew there might be a problem with him possibly falling asleep on duty, as he had done so on more than one occasion. He'd even done it while during the daytime. However, as it turns out, this young infantryman took his duty so seriously that he did not hesitate to capture someone who was trying to sneak into the ammo tent. During the attempt to capture the culprit, the two made such a ruckus that everyone thought the private had got himself into a fight with a grunting pig. Or that's what we called them in Germany, but they were feral pigs. That wouldn't have been nice. After the dust settled, he had captured our commanding officer. The commanding officer was so impressed with the private, especially considering that no one had come to his aid during the scuffle, that he gave the soldier a 3-day pass. As for the rest of us, well, we had an extra day out in the field for not going to the aid of the guard. Oh, the commander certainly caught everyone doing something. And none of it was right. So, when you are out and about, be sure to catch people in the act of doing something right, something good. Tell them you saw it, and you appreciate what they did, and it will not go unrecognized. See, some organizations go out of their way to catch people doing something wrong, even if it is unintentionally wrong. I personally still find it surprising that some organizations in the 21st century still give the impression that they only hire individuals just to have them fired. It makes no sense. Those are the kind of organizations that thrive on chaos and will slaughter their lambs while the wolves continue to roam the corporate countryside. Therefore, it is up to you to be the wolf slayer and become one of the few who catches people doing something right and positive for the organization. Whether it is taking extra time with a client or ensuring that new employees are up to speed with the rest of the tenured staff, it's that exceptional something that you are looking for. Rest assured, your organization has employees that do good things, and they do them all the time. Just as they go out of their way to be exceptional, you must go out of your way to catch them doing just that. Of course, you will also come across someone doing something wrong. Then you, as a leader, are expected to report the incident. This does not make you a snitch or a fraud. It makes you authentic. Failing to report any wrongdoing will certainly make you two things: someone who cannot be counted on, and a true liability to your organization. So as not to become a liability, you must do what you can to not be in a situation of catching someone doing something wrong, though it will happen. I am by no means condoning turning a blind eye to things. Quite the contrary. I am advocating that you must be just as adamant when it comes to finding something good as when you come across something bad happening. If you decide that turning a blind eye is the best thing for you to do while attempting to be a walking leader, then please don't bother starting. Just hit the end button right here. Delete my podcast. Unsubscribe. You know, and if you happen to purchase my book, close the book. Drop me an email. Convince me why the best thing for you to do is to turn a blind eye to the bad that is happening in your organization, and I will gladly refund you the cost of this book. Seriously. Something to remember. It is definitely in your favor and in the favor of the organization. It's that constantly and consistently walking around will minimize the chances of catching people doing something wrong and increase the chances of catching them doing something right. Simply put, being highly visible and available will further the need for your staff to do things the right way. And doing things the right way and doing things the wrong way will become more difficult. Now that you can catch people doing something right, what do? Well, you tell everybody, especially their supervisor and their supervisor's supervisor. You can do this through an email, or better yet, send a quick handwritten note. You remember writing, don't you? Writing a note goes a long way. It not only represents recognition of something good, but it also shows that you are genuine in what you're doing and what your message is, and what you think of the people that you're working with. Lastly, and most importantly, it tells the individual that you are honored and have immortalized their action by handwriting them a little something. Because the simple act of catching people in the act of doing something good will go a long way. There's one other word of advice that I do offer. Do not go looking for something good the first few times you're out on your walking journeys. Wait a while. Get a feel for what is good and what is expected. Then go out and find the exceptionally good stuff. It is that simple. There's good stuff happening all the time in all organizations at all levels. From simple customer interaction to the way they take down notes, to the way they pass on information and share information with their peers, their superiors, other departments. It's happening, and it happens out there. And it's your job to find it. Because not only will it make them better and try harder next time, it'll make you better and bring new ideas to you. And it's like, hey, look, Joe over there at the accounting department is doing this. Let's try it this way here. And the next thing you know, you're now, everybody's running on some type of exceptional work program that Joe started. So again, folks, catch them doing something good. And obviously, let them know you're going to have to report when you catch them doing something wrong. But there's nothing wrong with that. Again, it just sets what you're going to stand for and what you're not going to stand for. And it's just that simple. And as you get out there and become more and more visible, well, people will start to see that, what they expect. Here you come, here you are, you're here now. He expects the best from us. Otherwise, he's going to, they can think all they want. And if they want to think that you're going to rat them out, well, then they shouldn't be messing around. It's just as simple. Well, until next time, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you in a week. Have a great one. Until then, drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. Tell me you heard the podcast. And definitely, I really want to hear from you. Tell me what you thought. Until next time, have a good one. Take care.